But in truth, I was for a long time so weak that I spit blood whenever I attempted to work. I had no relation living, and I never kept a friend above a week when I was able to joke. Thus I was forced to beg my bread, and a sorry trade I have found it, Mr. Harley. I told all my misfortunes truly, but they were seldom believed, and the few who gave me a halfpenny as they passed did it with a shake of the head and an injunction not to trouble them with a long story. In short, I found that people don't care to give alms without some security for their money, such as a wooden leg or a withered arm, for example. So I changed my plan, and instead of telling my own misfortunes, began to prophesy happiness to others. This I found by much the better way. Folks will always listen when the tale is their own, and of many who say they do not believe in fortune-telling, I have known few on whom it had not a very sensible effect. I pick up the names of their acquaintance. Amours and little squabbles are easily gleaned from among servants and neighbors, and indeed people themselves are the best intelligencers in the world for our purpose. They dare not puzzle us for their own sakes, for everyone is anxious to hear what he wishes to believe, and they who repeat it, to laugh at it when they have done, are generally more serious than their hearers are apt to imagine.